Obviously, this past year, some of the supply chain issues just really came to a head, the logistics and everything else. Where we sit now in early January, how would you kind of describe the situation?
I have been encouraged as I have had the opportunity to visit with a lot of my members, particularly on the manufacturing side, that things are improving for them from a supply chain standpoint. We're still dealing with tariffs and other restrictions on ingredients that may be important to the manufacture of pesticides that are coming from China. But I also have visited with one member who's building new manufacturing capability here in the United States. So I think we're figuring a lot of the supply chain issues out. We were affected in 2021 by natural disasters. Those certainly had a significant impact on the availability of products for farmers, but we've cleared that up, and I think our companies are ready to ensure that they've got what they need on the shelves for farmers.
Some of those product shortages shouldn't be as big an issue this year, but are growers still dealing with allocations, some of those kind of things?
I have not heard that they are. And again, as I've talked to my manufacturing members, they're confident that they'll be able to provide growers what they're looking for.
So we've gone through port issues, rail strike possibility. Still got a lot of problems in the trucking industry. How do you see that shaping up?
80,000 truck drivers short, and obviously to be able to find people who are interested in that sort of career and get them through the training and licensing is not, there's no quick fix to that. I do know that one of the issues that has been common as I've visited with my membership is labor supply and availability. And so when we're close to full employment, it takes a lot longer to fill open positions, particularly in the manufacturing sector.
We also have to have the availability of products from a regulatory standpoint. I look at chlorpyrifos and some of the seed treatments and some of those things kind of out there. Do you see any others kind of on the horizon that EPA is looking at?
Well, there certainly is a lot going on right now within the pesticide space, and some of that is a result of challenges to EPA's decision-making that are coming from lawsuits filed by environmental activists. And I am encouraged that we actually are seeing some reasonable decisions come from the courts. The activists are supportive of some of the steps that EPA is taking now to enforce the Endangered Species Act, for example. But EPA is supposed to review a new pesticide application and make a decision within 2 years. That's taking at least 3 years, and EPA has indicated that to complete the endangered species review could actually take an additional 12 months. So as we think about new products for farmers, one of the biggest challenges we have is that we've got products that will sit in the regulatory queue at EPA for up to 4 years.
We have seen this sue and settle type of strategy that the activists have adopted. Is there any way around that? I mean, because obviously EPA's kind of put into a corner there as well.
They are, and you know, one of our asks of EPA is simply for them to aggressively defend the science that is behind their process. It is career scientists who are making decisions about how a pesticide, whether a pesticide is approved, and how that pesticide is going to be used. There needs to be more transparency in the EPA process, and yet, you know, we're going to continue to remain active from a litigation standpoint. We have intervened in a few cases, one that we're still a part of, the settlement negotiations, because we chose to step in on behalf of the industry. And generally, in those lawsuits, we're siding with the EPA because we support the science-based approach that they're utilizing.
There's so much focus now on food security. Does the crop protection industry have a role in telling that food security message?
It certainly has been a mainstay for us this past year. And as people see higher costs in the grocery store, as we have seen times through COVID and through the supply chain issues where products may not be available as what we would like, it is an important time to remind consumers that the food system that we have today does rely on farmers being able to control weeds and insects and other disease threats that can impact their crop. We can be more sustainable, and we will be releasing information about the role that pesticides play in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So there is a lot of that sustainability and food security messaging that we are trying to get across on Capitol Hill, but also to consumers generally.
When will that report on greenhouse gas emissions come out?
Looking mid-year.
Okay. Anything else we should be focused on?